Christmas Day in the NBA means basketball, specifically the first network telecast of the season, with a total of 5 games. The highlight game will be on ABC this evening. East Coast meets West Coast, with defending champion Boston Celtics playing the Los Angeles Lakers. It's their first meeting since the Celtics beat the Lakers in the NBA Finals last June. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Renee.
I guess it's fair to say that both the Celtics and the Lakers have picked up where they left off last season.
More than fair, particularly the Celtics, who were off to a record-breaking 27-2 start and come into the game on a 19-game winning streak. Not only have their big three of Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen and Paul Pierce played well, but their point guard, Rajon Rondo, has really developed into a star. And the Lakers haven't been too shabby themselves. They're 23-5. Kobe Bryant is playing like an MVP, but the Celtics have just been a little bit better, just as they were last spring.
Am I pushing it to ask you for a prediction on a possible rematch in the finals?
Well, as you know, the NBA season lasts 14 months every year, Renee. So we're a long way from the finals in June. But the Eastern Conference, which has been so weak the last few years, really has a couple of very good teams. The Cleveland Cavaliers with LeBron James are 24-4. And the Orlando Magic, with one of the really rising young players in Dwight Howard, are only a couple games behind the Cavaliers. So the competition in the East is much better than it's been. And interestingly, the West is a little bit down. There's nobody really that you look at to challenge the Lakers at the moment. So if both teams stay healthy, yes, they could very easily meet in the finals. But we're a long way off.
And just back to the Cavaliers, John, as well as they've played, a lot of the talk hasn't been how well they're playing now, but where LeBron James might be playing in 2 years.
Exactly. You know, when the Cavaliers went into New York to play the Knicks earlier this season, LeBron James was treated like a star Knicks player because that's what the people in New York want him to become. He's a free agent after the 2010 season is over. And already there's huge speculation that he's going to end up signing a massive contract to move to New York, the glamour city, and revive the Knicks. Now, he wanted to take some of the pressure off, so he said he might consider re-signing with the Cavaliers next summer. My theory is that's just a way to keep the Cleveland fans on his side. And he will become a free agent in 2 years, and that will be one of the great merry-go-rounds we've seen in free agent history.
Let's finish by touching on some teams not playing so well. There have been 6 coaches fired already, and John, the season's not even half over.
Yeah, I really think, Renee, this is a reflection of the economy, believe it or not, that when teams get off to terrible starts the way the Oklahoma City Thunder did in a new city, the way the Washington Wizards did, the Philadelphia 76ers, and when you've got half-empty arenas, when your season ticket holders aren't even showing up, when licensing goes down, TV ratings go down, they feel they have to make a move. Eddie Jordan had taken the Wizards to the playoffs 3 years in a row, and he got fired a month into the season. So you're seeing a lot of trigger-happy general managers here. They can't fire all the players, so they're firing their coaches.
Well, that's not such a great thought for the holiday, but let me wish you a happy holiday, John.
Thank you, Renee. Happy holidays to everybody there.
John Feinstein is author of Last Shot, A Final Four Mystery.